And finally, pilgrims continue to flock into Iraq's holy cities of Karbala and Najaf from across the world to mark Arba'in. As our correspondent now reports, Iraqis are doing their best to host the pilgrims.
Iraqis dedicate themselves to serving pilgrims who are coming to the country to commemorate Arba'in, that marks the passing of 40 days after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad and the third Shia Imam. Officials say more than 4 million people have already poured into Iraq from other countries to attend Arba'in ceremonies. Iraqis themselves are also flocking to the holy cities of Najaf and Karbala to mark the event. Those hosting the pilgrims spare no effort to serve them.
We give them food and water and juice and tea and soup and all kind of food. So it's kind of, we start from 4 a.m. in the morning until midnight. Then we got a lot of guests, sometimes 5,000 people. They stay asleep overnight.
This year is different from the past years, as the mawakib in both Najaf and Karbala have in recent months also opened their doors to fellow Iraqis who were displaced by ISIL.
This year is very unique for us. We're hosting a large number of pilgrims every day, and at the same time, we're serving displaced Iraqis.
Though murdered 14 centuries ago, Imam Hussein still inspires millions from all over the world to take part in ceremonies which symbolize the rise against injustice.
With the worst crisis gripping Iraq in years, many had their bets set on the people of Iraq's inability to cope with hardship and to practice their annual tradition of serving Arba'in pilgrims. The people here, however, have told Press TV that their unhindered efforts are a loud and clear message for takfiris, that their terror will not impact the people of Iraq's commitment to the path of Imam Hussein. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Najaf.